last time of consideration together, I'm going to be looking at the Apostles' Creed for senior citizens. It's an attempt on my part to try to demonstrate how the ancient faith of our fathers applies to people who are living today in their senior years, and how you and I can nurture that faith in the seniors that we work with. Because to be able to say, I believe, is so significant. To say, I believe, is the expression of who we are before the face of God. To be able to say, I believe, means that there is something about what God has expected and done for us that is real for me. And it's mine, it's my security in life and in death. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe. To be able to say that I believe that I have a Father and who is Almighty and the one who has made me when I was being knit together in my mother's womb until this very moment now, when I'm looking at the demise of my body, but the life that I'm going to live afterwards, I believe that there is one that I can call my Father. And because I can call him my Father, I can trust him. I can know that he is going to love me and care for me. And no matter what happens, no matter how things go, no matter how painful life may be, God is there with me because he's my Father. He's holding my hand. He's taking me in his arms and enfolding me in his love. And he's able to do this because he is the maker of heaven and earth. He is almighty. There's nothing God cannot do. God is our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God, sang Martin Luther, and the church has sung it ever since. A mighty fortress is our God. I believe that God is my Father. He's almighty. He's the maker of heaven and earth. And not only that, but I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Jesus Christ is my Savior. His name, Jesus, means the one who saves. Christ means that he is the anointed one. He is the Messiah. He is the one that I can know is my prophet, my priest, my king. And as I come into my senior years, those are words that become more and more real, because we look back on life, and as we've seen before, there's regrets and there's disappointments, and there's things that we wish had gone different. If only we had taken the path to the left instead of the path to the right. And in all of these things, we need a Savior. And I believe in Jesus. And it's not just that Jesus is a special person. He's God's only Son. He's the second person of the Trinity. He's our Lord. He's the one who is in charge of everything of our lives. And by his will and his word and his law that we live and we find life, Jesus came that we could have life and have it abundantly. And that's true for senior citizens too. Just when they think that life is becoming so closed in around them, They still need to hear the truth that Jesus came, that they can have life and have it abundantly. It's a promise. It's a promise as our bodies. But, and this is always the gospel too, the third day he rose again from the dead. And now our flesh has ascended into heaven. Our flesh, as a human being, as Jesus, is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He is seated there. He is in the place of authority over the universe. Nothing is going to happen to the senior citizen without Jesus. And he's going to come again, and he's going to come to judge the living and the dead. The dead are not just gone and forgotten. They will be raised back to life. And that's what God wants us to lay hold of. That his son Jesus is our judge. And then we have nothing to worry about because our judge is already the one who has died on our behalf. Judgment Day is not a frightening thing for the Christian because all of our sin has been wiped away. When Jesus died, he took it all away. And he gave us the freedom to be his people. And so when he comes to judge the living and the dead, we will stand with confidence because our Savior stands at our side. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. In this section of the Apostles' Creed, we're seeing that, you know, that it is now the Holy Spirit who takes the salvation that God has made possible for us. Our Father had planned that Jesus, God's Son, has accomplished on the cross for us, and now the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, applies it into our lives. So I believe the Holy Catholic Church, it's the gathering of God's people. It's the communion of the saints, and that communion of the saints is always going to be there. We look forward to the life everlasting, because then we're going to know the forgiveness of our sins. Our bodies, when they're laid in the grave, are laid there in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. And we look forward to the life everlasting. Make sure that as you're serving and ministering to senior citizens, that these things come alive in your conversation, in your prayers, in your caring, in your touch, so that the communion of the saints is felt in your hand, the forgiveness of sins is spoken over them. George, Mary, I believe your sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ. That's worthy of saying. I believe that your death is going to be a death in Christ, and he is going to reassure you that he has already gone to the grave and he has sanctified the grave for you. Make it personal. Make it for them, not just for Christians in general, but for them as a personal human being. In doing that, you will be lifting them up and creating a sense of wonder for them. And always, always talk about life everlasting. One of the things I often heard from my senior citizen parishioners was they said, "Oh, I just want to have a vision of heaven. I want to have a vision of what glory is going to be." And together we would look at some of the scriptures. And together we could say, we believe. And we could have the feeling that God was speaking to us in his word in order to reassure us of what was to come. The resurrection and life everlasting. Make it personal. So beautiful thing to be able to say, I believe. Not just, you know, well, they believe, but I believe. When you can do that, and when you bless people with that, they will be so thankful that you were there. Because you showed the communion of the saints. You demonstrated that the Holy Catholic Church is there for them and with them. That their sins are forgiven and that they are welcome in the presence of God. That's why we believe. Make it personal. Not only for them, but for yourself. Because that's how God wants you to minister to seniors. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. I hope you've appreciated some of the things that we've talked about. Thank you, and I bless you for taking this course.